Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We got him? Is he back? Is he here?
I can hear you guys. You guys can't hear me?
Oh, it's cutting up a little bit there, Lolo. In and out, just a little bit. Just a little bit. You can hear us now?
Let me see if I can find a better. You guys can't hear me, so I can hear you guys loud and clear.
All right, well, we just talked to Baldy, and we're talking about, you know, Mac Jones. We're talking about things that we saw in week two. But the most, you know, concerned, I think, Niners fans are right now. It's just a turf toe injury. And we asked Baldy about it because it's something he dealt with. We just saw Joe Burrow low. He's going to miss the next 3 months because he's going to get surgery on it. Did you ever have the turf toe in your career as a fullback / running back?
Absolutely. And I'll say right now, it's interesting to think, this is a turf toe. You can go and play. Now Joe Burrow is going to have surgery. His needs surgery because it's like your toe either get bent backwards or underneath, and you tear or strain all those ligaments. I've been one of these guys that get shot up, and they shoot it up in your toe. It's your big toe. It handles all your weight. You're pushing, you're planting. You plant off your big toe. Everyone's, you can just suck it up. It's a toe. No, it's your big toe. Try to imagine yourself without a big toe. It's excruciating pain. And if you can shoot it up and try to suck it up and play through that, but I'm telling you, it doesn't does a player well. It shortens his careers by years. Turf toe doesn't just go away, guys. Let me tell you, he's going to have this problem for the rest of the year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Keep it tight. Pressure is swollen. Ligament damage. Ligament damage.
Hello, you're coming out there a little bit. We'll stretch, get maybe on some phone line.
He thinks he's going to be dealing with this for the rest of the year.
It just doesn't go away like that. Like foot problems, Joe. And we talk about this more in when it comes to the NBA than we do with football. But foot problems just don't. It's not going to disappear. You said it right there. You put your whole weight on that big toe. Think about just you and I, average Joes, right? Just walking around, like you're literally putting all of your pressure on what? Your feet when you were walking. That's literally the foundation for everything. The heel,
the toe, the ball of your foot.
The ligaments are all attached to it, and it affects your back. It affects everything, your mobility, your legs. It's all connected there. Again, we're not Dr. Nirav Pandya, UCSF Health.
Are we elite athletes, but if you follow sports...
But Lo'Neal is.
No, yeah. I know. And if you follow sports long enough, like, again, the Liz Frank injuries, the toe injuries, the plantar fasciitis injuries, the Achilles, the calf, they're all connected.
All of it. And that's two athletes now talking about what they've dealt with in two different positions, quite frankly. Brian Baldinger, former NFL offensive lineman. Lo'Neal, fullback slash running back.
Deion Sanders,
corner. It could be quarterback. It doesn't matter the position. Kicker, punter. They all need him.
Have you seen the picture of LeBron James's feet?
Oh, it's disgusting. Dude, like the NBA players, like ask Shaq, ask LeBron, all these guys. It's going to be gnarled. All the wear and tear that they are putting on those things constantly. And just think about football, Joe, the cleats. And this is why... You know, people start like, Joe, you need to relax on the artificial surfaces. It's not that big of a deal. No, it is. Like when I have all the research and studies that show all the different ligament problems that happen while playing on artificial surfaces, the AstroTurf type stuff compared to just natural grass. Like this is where those things matter.
At the professional level, when they have billions of dollars. Yes, I agree with you. Level, they're great.
Oh, sure. I'm only talking about it in the professional circumstance. Sure.
You know, like when you get into high school, there's an epidemic of female ACL injuries. And I know males obviously suffer, but there's a disproportionate amount of high school girls having ACL injuries on turf. There are legitimate studies on this.
No, exactly.
On why it's horrible.
And
there's no give.
There's a reason why all these stadiums, and I referenced it heading into Seattle, who they played on turf in week one. There's a reason why the World Cup 2026 next year, they're doing away with all those and bringing natural grass because all those top leagues, all those billion-dollar industries, all the English Premier Leagues, the Bundesliga, La Liga, Ligue 1, Serie A, all those top major leagues over across the pond, they only play on natural grass for a reason because they've done all these studies and everything and they realize their investments that they're paying $100 million to, they can't have those ligament injuries anymore. So, you know, we're efforting Lo'Neal to get him back great.
Well, because there's a lot I want to talk about because obviously he's very passionate about Brock Purdy's injury, which to me is like, whoa, the way he said it, like, hit me like an ice bucket challenge. But I also want to ask about CMC.
Yeah.
Like CMC looks great right now. And look, he was a guy that we talked about, the calf and all that stuff. Like this is a maintenance thing as well. And I love the way I've seen in this two-game stretch, CMC tap his helmet and willingly come out at more like plays. And that is smart. We're going nowhere if he goes down. And so he needs to do everything he can to preserve himself. It doesn't mean he's going to, you know, get rid of all the injuries. Things can happen. You just get blasted. You take a turn. You make a cut. You jump. Whatever. Like, stuff happens. But trying to be somewhat reasonable about substitutions is a good thing for Christian McCaffrey.
And Brian Baldinger, who joined us last hour, talked about what he's seeing from Christian McCaffrey and specifically the touchdown.
Well, the touchdown to McCaffrey is not an easy throw because he's going full speed to the sideline there in the end zone. You've got to be able to throw it so that, you know, you don't run out of real estate. You know, you can't just give him a big runway to go chase it. You're going to end up out of bounds. So that throw's got to be thrown with touch. But you still got to drive it because that's a zone look. And they got a good pre-snap read that it was going to be zone by how they moved McCaffrey into the slot. But I thought that was a really good throw. The touchdown to the tight end was, you know, to Luke, it was really, really good.
And that's more Mac Jones specific, Brian Baldinger. But that being said, I don't think we talk enough about Christian McCaffrey, the receiver, Joe, and him being able to just be a slot receiver like it's nothing. Like, that's a very difficult transition to do. We don't talk about enough because he is just that amazing. Like, there's a lot of running backs that come out of college these days where they literally, they go, the Pro Football Focus, the scouts, whatever. Yeah, he's not a great receiver. Yeah, he's not. That's not really his game. Like
Adrian Peterson.
Hell, I was
wasn't the greatest pass catcher.
I was watching the game yesterday and I was going nuts. Like, because Geno Smith, and I was watching the Raiders Chargers game, they have Ashton Gentry, who they took in the first round, the highest drafted running back of this year's class, who Heisman Trophy candidate last year. We all know Ashton Gentry's awesome. Dude, just dump it off to him. It was right there. Don't force the ball. He threw three picks. Sometimes it's easy just to do the little dump offs, which it was refreshing to see that. With Mac Jones last week, just, hey, quick little dump off. CMC's right there. And he's shifty enough still, Joe, where we saw in week two more so than week one, hitting those cuts more, being more decisive, being more confident. As I'm messing with this right now, and there's a little squeak. It's okay.
You and Steiny,
we're fidgeters, all right? I'm sorry.
What is going on? You guys
as much as Steiny does. I'm not jerking it.
You grab the microphone so much.
Okay, well, Brian Baldinger talking about...
It's a hands-free environment we're in these days.
Sometimes I need to hold something, okay? You know, these kids got fidget spinners. I need one too, maybe. Matt Nahegan, go bring me one. Brian Baldinger, you got one in there, a little football, a little stress ball. Baldy talking about CMC getting close to breaking one loose, though, Joey.
I thought McCaffrey, like, it's been a long time since I've seen him explode like that. Sometimes you could just see the rubber kicking up from the ground when he's making these violent cuts. You always know that, like, he's seen it really good when the explosion's back, when he's jumping through a hole, not running through a hole. He jumps through a hole sometimes to clear the trash. And then he's, like, you know, coming to a two-point stop, and the kid Justin Reed made a good tackle on him. Otherwise, I think he was gone. So he's getting close. I think the explosive run is coming, and I don't, you know, it's going to be any week now.
And I'm hoping it's going to be this week. And we got our guy back on the line, Lorenzo Neal.
Lo, you heard Baldy break down Christian McCaffrey. We'll get back into Brock and the toe. I loved the way he ran. Even though the numbers don't look robust, I thought he had vision, the cutback, the jukes, the power to finish runs. I thought CMC looked awesome. And I loved the way Shanahan used him.
Oh, yeah, no question. Guys, look at even week one. Everyone talks about, God, he didn't get 100 yards and all those things. But if you think about it, seven, eight catches for 70-some yards, 60 yards rushing. So I think that he's just much more than a running. He's a weapon in the backfield. You can line him up in slot. You see where this guy goes in motion. And now you had a safety playing off coverage. And McCaffrey's able to step on his toes. And what I mean by step on his toes, that's run up on him and get him to bail because he's so quick to get on him because he had a running start. And the safety, this is the safety, couldn't even keep up. He runs an out route for the touchdown. When you have an offensive weapon, the way that McCaffrey's able to operate from the backfield, from the slot, from motion, it's a game changer, and it's a nightmare for DBs, safeties, and you know linebackers just can't keep up with him.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get back into the Brock Purdy thing. So you had the turf toe, and you were kind of explaining why this is a very serious injury. None of us played at your level. So just break down turf toe in general and how you're viewing the Brock Purdy kind of recovery right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting, guys, and everyone has different degrees of turf toe. Look at the quarterback in Cincinnati. His is requiring surgery. That means that the ligaments probably tore away from that big toe, and so ligament damage, so they're going to go in and stitch those ligaments back to the bone and, you know, try to figure out what's going on. But you have inflammation that's inside there. So with Brock right now, he's probably on they have these little steroid packs. They're not those type of steroids, but you take them because it tries to get down inflammation. It's a seven-day process that you take. They're probably icing and trying to get the inflammation out of his toe at first, and also having anti-inflammatories. Because when you're turf toe, just imagine, you know, you're walking on the turf and think, okay, you're on the turf. Okay, it's turf or it's grass. Oh, it's okay. You have a cleat right there underneath your big toe and in front of it and in back of it. That's the way the cleats are set up. So imagine that you have like little pins and needles underneath there. So every time you step on it, you're like, oh my God, it feels like you're stepping in the pins. It's just a sharp pain underneath your foot and on top of your foot, you know, underneath that ball of that big toe. It is excruciating. And you're like, oh my God. And Brock's a mobile quarterback who needs to be able to move. And you just don't want to get this guy hurt anymore. So it will cause a longer setback. So I really like what they're doing. Matt Jones is serviceable. He's a starter in this league. That's the reason why he came here. That's the reason why Kyle Shanahan liked him in the draft. And you saw the way he's able to operate. He can't move as well in the pocket, but he can throw the ball. He's on time. And this guy's going to win. He's going to start off 3-0. You know, this is a game they should win, and they're very capable, you know, to win this game. So with your backup, the San Francisco 49ers are still in good yeah. shape, because I believe they're going to start 3-0.
All right, so let me go backwards here. You had this injury. How long did it take for you? What was the severe? I'm going to ask you like five questions here, so just bear with me. Just break the whole thing down. When did you have it? How long did it take for you to fully recover? Were you able to practice? Like, I've got 50 million questions regarding this injury, because I know it's different for each person, but just share your experience.
Yeah, okay, so one, when I had turf toe, it stayed with me pretty much the whole year. I never got to the point where I needed injections. Sometimes they put Novocaine and they shoot your toe up before a game to get guys able to play. Also, you do orthotics. You put different orthotics in your shoe at times to try to get you through practice or maybe through walkthrough. They want you sometimes even in a boot. Sometimes they don't want you aggravated. I just don't know the severity of Brock. So he could be in a boot. He could have non-weight bearing. They might say, we don't want any weight on it for the next week. It could be, okay, he can have some weight on it. We just don't want him dorsiflexion the toe, meaning that it wanted bent up. So they also can buddy tape the toe, where they tape the toe, they bend your big toe down, and then you tape it to the heel of your foot. So now the toe is bent down, and so now it stays non-flexed. So that way you leave the pressure from the ligaments moving up and down on your toe. So there's different things that they can do to relieve some of the pain, but also relieve some of the movement of the big toe, let the ligaments subside and the inflammation go down.
So when you returned to play, did it flare back up out of nowhere? Or was it, hey, I'm dealing with a level of pain and I'm just going to have to tolerate some of it? Like, walk us through that for you, your experience.
Yes, you have to deal with some level of pain, but the pain will subside and you have to deal with some of it. And then adrenaline during the game, you're okay. So yes, I was able to deal with it. And then as the season goes on, if you don't get it jammed, if you don't get it fell on, but it's going to happen because the way that Brock plays, you can get through it. But I think if this is something, guys, depending on the severity of it, could last the whole year. It could last 7-8 weeks. And if he tapes it up, which he will, and buddy tape it and do the things that he will be able to do, he'll be able to get through practice. He'll be able to do some of the things limited. But I played a position that I knew I need to get down here. I need to push off on the toes, need to push off and be able to explode into individuals. But I didn't have to be as mobile at times as Brock, because I was going straight ahead and just running a track and trying to block them guys. Brock has to cut. And when you think about when you plant your foot in the ground, guys, just think about just a regular Joe planting your foot in the ground. Think about when you push off. You're pushing off on your what? Your big toe.
Yeah.
Think about your cutting and your toes separate. So that's why at times you have to even buddy tape the toes. Have three toes taped together. That's buddy tape. So they support the big toe and they won't let it move. So there are different things that you do. Also, they may put a plate in the shoe over the top of his shoe, inside of the shoe. So when he does flex the toe, the steel plate stops the toe from being able to go up. And that's why sometimes they even put a metal plate on top of the toe as well.
So they're looking at this and they're saying, all right, this Sunday would be 2 full weeks since the injury first occurred. Next Sunday against Jacksonville would be 3 full weeks. And then you get the Rams on a Thursday night. I mean, just your experience, not knowing specifically where it's at. I mean, do you wait until October 12th, which gives them 10 full days after that Rams game to have him return? I just have a hard time seeing him play Sunday against Jacksonville, turning around and playing on Thursday, Lo, I guess is where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this week for sure he's out. I would not even think about it this week. You win this game, though. Do you have to play him? I think it's going to be predicated on who's the Rams' schedule. If the Rams lose, do you say, let's hold Brock out? You see, and that's where it comes into what Shanahan and what he believes also. And Brock is going to have to let them know. Brock might get out there and say, hey, guys, I'm going to try to get it. I'm going to try to go on this if he needed to. And I think he will get to that point that he's going to, if they needed him, I think if they needed him in 2 weeks from now, I think he could go. But that's me predicated on what the belief that I have in myself and what I've seen from Brock. I think he's a tough guy. Here's not a guy that wants to sit out, who's a guy that's like, it's a little pain. Brock has to be in pain for him to sit out. This guy knows what he means to this organization. This guy loves football. I can never question his heart because this is a tough game, guys. And to play with Turf Toe, I've seen guys, man. Eric, I played with the guy, Eric Martin, and he had Turf Toe. And I watched the doctor before the game get that needle, 3-inch needle, shoot that into the joint. So they go in there, shoot it into the ligament, but then go in between that big toe and that joint right there where it hooks in and shoot it inside there. They put different things to try to relieve some of the pain. And afterwards, you just see the toe, the black and blue, and how they're walking around the next couple of days. After they get done, guys, I'm telling you, if he plays, he's not practicing the rest of the week. So when he does play, you're going to be at limited practice, I'm telling you, during it for the rest of the season if he plays, because that's how hard and that's how tough it is to recover from turf toe. If he plays, and when he plays, the following week, he does not practice. He practiced maybe on Friday, a little bit on Saturday, walkthrough. But if that toe's that bad, I'm telling you, that's the kind of injury it could be.
Lorenzo Neal joining us here on the Morning Rose. Some great stuff, courtesy of River Islands. And Lo, I mean, let's just talk it out. So if Brock Purdy loses some of that mobility, like, how much of like a different quarterback is he going to be this season?
It's a big element of his game.
It's a huge element. I mean, we saw literally the difference between winning and losing week one was him scrambling out, throwing it to Jake Tonjes, Lo. So if he doesn't have that element, like, are they, this sounds insane, should they just stick with Mac Jones at that point?
I think, guys, it's going to be predicated on what the offensive line does and how well they continue to gel and continue to bond and be able to protect Brock. If Brock is very statuesque and he can't move at all, I'll tell you right now, guys, the way that Mac Jones played, I see Kyle Shanahan saying, look, we can't afford to get this guy, especially if this is your future. Because I'm telling you guys, if his toe depends on the severity. So I know I'm not trying to play doom and gloom, but I don't know the severity of it. So because if it's that severe and it's really, really bad, then I'll tell you right now, you hold him out for 5 to 6 weeks. If you think that Mac Jones can hold him out as long as you can, because here's the thing. Do you want this guy to have a chronic toe that you're talking about could take a year or possibly 2 years off his career because if he can't move and he's not mobile? This is a serious injury, guys. These injuries, this turf toe, can last your entire career if you're not careful.
So, Lo, I mean, look, I appreciate you giving us the real, like the behind the scenes, because so many people are like, oh, you can just play. I'm like, dude, I don't think you guys understand what people have to go through to get ready to go with these types of injuries. So the offense itself, when Mac played, I saw some subtle differences. They threw outside the numbers on some curls and some comebacks. I saw some over-the-top throws to Juwan Jennings. Like, guys have different strengths and weaknesses. I liked what I saw from the Shanahan offense. It was very different, obviously. It's different than when Purdy plays. What did you see that was different from your eyes with Mac Jones under center versus Purdy? No one's saying better or worse. Just what were the differences?
Well, I think without a doubt, the biggest difference is, I think it's, earth-shattering, is Brock Purdy's ability to move the pocket his ability to escape out of the pocket and his ability to extend plays. Mac Jones, you have to realize that is a part of the game that is not a defining of any of these guys' games. So you have to realize the Mahomes, the Purdy's, the Josh Allen, that is a element of the game that some quarterbacks doesn't have, the Brady's, the Mac Jones. So it doesn't mean they're lesser of a quarterback. Mac Jones is a very sufficient quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. He is a game manager. This guy can win games. He's won games. He's taken a team to the playoffs. He's shown that he can be a serviceable starter in this league. And now he has one of the best running backs in the league. Hopefully you get back Kittle. You have some weapons. You got Jennings. You have, Pearsall. You have some guys that can make some things happen. Now, can he operate within this system? It's shown that he could. It's shown that he could push the ball outside the numbers. He took some shots down the field. He's shown that he plays with grit. He knows the system. Shanahan is comfortable with him. Mac Jones understands that he's playing for a next year, hopefully long-term contract, because this guy, don't think that he's saying, I have an opportunity to show people that I can start in this league again. You look what Seattle, look what happened to Minnesota, look where this quarterback left Minnesota and goes to Seattle now as a starter behind Shanahan. So this offense is quarterback friendly, it's quarterback driven, and gives you an opportunity as a backup to go and make some great money if you show that you can handle the system. And what Mac Jones have shown, guys, I think he can handle this system.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on the Morning Roast. And Lo, incredible stuff this morning. We really appreciate your time and your nuance and just the complexities of this injury, because it's not something we're really used to covering here when it comes to quarterbacks. But also, you guys can catch Lo Neal this Sunday with Evan Giddings, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. You pumped about that, Lo?
Absolutely, man. Come down to Laughing Monk. We're going to make it happen. It's going to be absolutely legendary. The Niners, bang, bang, Niner game. They're back in home. This is a big game for them. They've been on the road. They've done something a lot of people didn't think they maybe were going to do, start off 2-0. Now, let's make it 3.
Lo, did you get a call from Brady and the Saudis to join the Flag Football League?
Hey, I'm coming. Hey, you know what? Also, guys, if I can get you two out of the studio and you guys come play for me, play with me, then we'll be all right.
I think so. Well, if you're the lead blocker, I feel good about my chances of staying upright.
Hey, Lo, real quick, tell my guy Shasky, Philip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. Come on.
You know what? I love Shasky because he just tells you like he feels. And you know what? I hear a lot of people say that he is. A lot of people say we don't know. He never won the big game. Phil Rivers is Hall of Fame. The durability, what he's done. But I think that you look at it and you look at a lot of quarterbacks that are out there that had a great career. But Phil Rivers, to me, guys, he's a Hall of Famer.
There he goes.
I love you, big man.
Lo Neal, should also be a Hall of Famer.
Hell yeah.
As far as we're concerned. Lo, great stuff,
man.
You're
the best, buddy.
See you guys. Cheers.
There he goes. Cheers. Lo
Neal.
That
was sobering.
That was great. By the way, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Really, really good stuff from Lo Neal on the severity of the injuries and the different, because this is a guy that played for a long ass time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.